Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, and business networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Join us Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to hear our live interviews with business owners, investors, networkers, and people who are making it happen and sharing their how. If you have a business to share or idea, don't be a stranger on Wednesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with your one-minute commercial on our WOW segment. W-O-W, Word Out Wednesdays, where you get the word out. Today's guest, Chris Norris, is well known in the Chicagoland area for hosting great events and has also been a staple in the advertising of small businesses. She's going to share three of the most important things a small business owner must do before this segment ends. Mrs. Chris Norris, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, so how's it going tonight?
Pretty good. How about you?
So far, it's going pretty good. You pretty excited?
Yes, I am.
That's very good to hear. So just for our listeners out here, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay. I began publishing the Great Choices Directory in 2005.
Okay.
I've lived in Chicago most of my life, and I enjoy working with people.
Okay, so you lived in Chicago most of your life, and you started publishing in 2005. So tell us, what led you to start this business? I mean, what was it that, you know, one day you were like, hey, I'm going to be a publisher?
Actually, I was trying to find part-time employment to help supplement my income.
Okay.
And though I have marketable skills, I couldn't find anything.
Wow.
So I changed my prayer from God, let me get that job, please let me get that job, to Father, show me a way to make additional income. And a couple of days later, one of the gentlemen I worked with, who had never come into my office in 4 years, came in to get a document that I had prepared for him, and he said, let me show you something that I do. And it was keychains.
Mm-hmm.
He does it for a hobby, and then later on when he was hired, he wanted to develop it into a business.
Okay.
And at that time, it's as though it just rained down on me. I've always helped people to promote their products or services, but I always did it because I enjoy doing it, because I want to help people.
Right.
So it was like that day God said, this is your blessing.
Okay.
And from that point on,
yes,
I just stepped out.
Wow, that is great. And you know what's funny? A lot of people get into those any type of business because they're trying to supplement their income. And that really is what started you, because a lot of times we are, you know, as people, very marketable. But then when you look at the job picture, there's nobody hiring. And the skills that we do have, you know, people aren't able to really pay us what we feel that we should be worth. I mean, of course, they can pay us what they feel is going to work for them. And, you know, it's amazing how what you really said was that you changed from God help me find a job to help you find a business.
And he gave it to me.
So the gentleman that has the keychains, because you now have a very successful online marketing firm, among other things, is he featured in your business? I mean, because that was, I guess, the answer that helped you spark what you needed to do.
Yes, that was the answer, but no, he's not. He's still doing it as a hobby. He hasn't decided to expand yet where he's offering it out
to
others right now.
So that hobby that he's doing is still a hobby to him, but when you started this, it wasn't a hobby to you, was it?
No, it wasn't a hobby at all.
Now, is this a part of your passion, or is this something that, you know what, this is something that I like to do, and it brings in income, but it's not your passion?
I believe it is part of my passion because I like helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Great Choices, I'm helping people to promote their products and services to get the word out. And because Great Choices is smaller and has a smaller circulation than the Yellow Pages or some other directories that may have been established for years, our pricing is extremely competitive. So those who may not be able to advertise in the Yellow Pages or other circulations can advertise in Great Choices and know that we have a strong following, so they are going to get responses. We've had incredible responses with Great Choices.
Wow. Now, when you decided to take this passion, which is, like you said, part of your passion, because passion is not limited to just one thing. You know, you can have passion in a lot of different areas. Did you partner with anybody? Or was it just like, you know what, I'm going to make this happen, and I don't care who's there to help me, but this is what I'm going to do?
No, I didn't partner with anyone, and I didn't feel the need to because, like I said, this was my blessing. And from the time that God blessed me with this idea, he moved barriers that I didn't even know were there.
Oh, wow. That's
yes.
Beautiful.
It's incredible. It's as though I was walking along and all of a sudden I would see, you see what I moved out your way? Do you see what I moved out your way? And he just made a way when I didn't even know I needed it to be a way. It's just really been incredible. And plus, I didn't partner with anyone because I feel this is my blessing from God. I wanted to make sure that I operated in a way which would be pleasing to him. And I don't let money become my focus.
Wow.
But I didn't want to have a partner that was guided by the bottom line.
Wow. Right. For those of you who are trying to call in to hear Chris Norris talk about her blessing and how she's going to be able to bless you, make sure you dial in at 718 area code 664-9989. That's 718 area code 664-9989. Okay, so now I can understand how you came up with that idea, and you knew that it was yours and you wanted to make sure it was going to go the way that it was given to you. My next question is the name. That is a great name. Was that also part of your blessing?
You know, I was trying to think back to how I got the name, and I think it was because I said, you know, if advertise, those businesses advertising Great Choices would be a great choice for
wow.
the consumer.
You know what? I see we've got a call that's coming on here from the 773 area code. I'm gonna take this call and see who it is. They may have a question for you.
Okay.
773 area code. How may we help you?
Hi, Big. This is Dion.
Hey, Coach Dion.
What's
going on?
I'm great. Everything's going on. You know, I've been trying to get in to get to you guys. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I am one of the new hosts for Think Big Radio, so I'm really excited about that. And I was trying to listen to you guys, so I don't know what questions Big asked you, but I did background check on you, and I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Okay? So first
okay,
of all,
Dion, you get ready to take over for a minute here, and I'm going to make sure the other things are happening the right way. And, of course, I'm always here listening, so let's... Dion, what kind of questions do you have for?
You know, one of the things I always want to congratulate business owners who just step out in the world and just go for what they know and what it is they love doing. So, Chris, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Stepping out. And I just love the business name, Great Choice. I did hear you guys talk about Great Choice and how you came up with the name. Because a lot of things that people don't know is that we make a lot of choices in our lives. And, for your business to be called Great Choice, that's awesome. One of the things, what, I don't know if Big already asked you this, but what inspired you to step out to help people in this way?
I just felt that when it came to my mind, I just felt that it was a blessing from God that he was telling me, you know, you don't have to continue to try to live paycheck to paycheck, or you don't have to continue to try, you know, get a second job to work for someone to make ends meet, that I have something better for you. You know, because I always believe that it is true, he wants us to have a prosperous life, and he doesn't want us to be scraping and saving. And when I got this idea, it just felt like it was from him. So I just stepped out.
That is so true. And I hope that all the listeners really got exactly what it is you just said, because a lot of people feel like, well, I have to go to school and I don't have enough experience and this just came from nowhere and this is that, and they have so many questions and they're afraid to step out what's inside of them. You know, it's the champion within, and that's what you literally did. You're saying you let the champion out that God instilled in you. So I really respect the fact that you listened to God within and stepped out to help others. And, Chris, you know, another thing that they don't know is that once you do that, you don't really do it for the money, and then the money just shows up. Am I right?
That's right. That's absolutely
right. It just shows
up.
So that is so great. So tell us, can you, because I couldn't get in, can you tell me a little bit about what Great Choices is and how does it help people?
Okay, Great Choices is a directory of small businesses and services, and it allows those business owners who want to put out the word about their product or services but can't afford to take a yearly ad in a major directory such as the Yellow Pages, but they still want to make sure that it's seen. It allows them that source to do that. We have a very good following at Great Choices, and I would like to say that my first edition, I passed it out at the Arise Business Expo, which was hosted by Salem Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been through the Arise Women's Entrepreneurship Program.
Wow.
And I passed it out that Saturday, which was November 12th, I believe. And one of my first customers had sent his payment in, and I called him that Monday to let him know I received his payment, but I didn't get to talk to him. So that Wednesday, he called me back, and the message I had left him was, I received your payment. Thank you very much. Please let me know when you get your first call. He called me back on Wednesday, said he had had his call and had already completed the job.
Wow.
Excellent.
Now that's movement.
Isn't it? That is. And so, Chris, my next question is, how important for small, because I myself own a small business, and so can you tell us the importance of advertising and, you know, what's the importance of advertising as a small business?
It's very important because you have to let people know what you're offering. Yes, you're a small business, but you're providing a quality service just like your larger counterparts. It's just that you don't have to charge the sometimes really large prices that they charge because you don't have the overhead that they have.
Right.
You know, you don't have health benefits that you have to pay. You don't have 4 or 5 car fleets that you have to maintain. It's just you and your small staff. So instead of charging 3 or 4 times what the larger company would charge, you're charging less, but you're doing the same quality service. As a matter of fact, a lot of small businesses are subcontractors for larger companies.
Wow, they get it done that way. Now let me ask you, though. Now, when we first started, because we're in the halfway mark about right now, I told everybody out there that you were going to tell us the 3 most important things a small business owner must do. Can you let them know that right now?
I think the 3 most important things that a small business owner should do is, first of all, provide quality service, follow up with your customers.
Correct.
Listen to your customers, and, of course, advertise, advertise, advertise.
Now, let's take that a little bit further. because I agree with everything you said. And the very first was quality. You know, when you're doing a quality service, it may take a little bit longer to do, but it's the benefits of it, you can't even weigh those benefits. And the second thing that you said was listen. A lot of people, they don't know how to listen, but when you listen, you know exactly how to meet their needs. And a lot of people who have small businesses is because of the fact, and larger businesses, that they listened to the inner voice. So if you can listen to the inner voice inside you that you can't see, you need to listen to the people that are outside of you telling you what they need and making that work. The third thing, advertise, advertise, advertise. And to me, that sums it all up. Internet advertise, advertise through the media, radio, TV, and advertise through print. Those are the three main types of advertising, and you are covering them all.
Trying my best.
I hear you.
That is really, really awesome. Another thing, I have another question. Sorry if you were done with your question. Chris, so as small business owners, once the advertisement come in and we start getting the calls, what's the next step to take? Once you start getting the calls, like say we didn't expect the overhead. Oh, my God, Chris, we didn't know you had so many. First off, I want to ask you this. How many people do you reach with your directory?
3,000 to 5,000.
3,000 to 5,000.
Wow, that is great.
That is great. That is great. Okay. And then, so once we get in as small business owners and the advertising is there, do we then expand to more bigger advertisement after that?
If you feel that you need more, but if the advertising that you have produces the results that you want, then, of course, you stay with that. But as you expand your company, then you might want to go to the larger sources. You know, if you can afford to put it on television, that's definitely going to reach more people than Great Choices.
Okay. And I asked that question because what is the best advertising right now available on the market for small businesses? Is it the web? Is it through a directory? Is it through a billboard or a bench or anything like that? What would you see the best advertisement for small businesses right now?
This actually might not answer your question, and if it doesn't, I apologize, but I'm going to say that Great Choices is the best look at that.
Of course. It's all about advertising your business.
But I say that because, okay, I've got the directory that I distribute throughout the city of Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. Uh-huh. Then we have a mailing list for people who have seen it and want to make sure that if they go to the location where they picked up the directory and they're all gone, that they can still get a copy. So they put themselves on my mailing list. Also, I have a website, so people can go to my website and see the same ad that's in my directory, only they see it in color.
Okay. Now, what is your website? Why don't you tell us about that?
What's your address? www.greatchoicesdirectory.com. One word.
Okay. www.greatchoicesdirectory.com. And everybody can find your info as far as even calling you or your email address from that?
Yes, but my email address is info at greatchoicesil.com.
Okay, Great Choices, Illinois. So you are thinking about expanding maybe later into different markets and different cities?
Yes, I was thinking about Las Vegas and North Carolina.
Okay, yeah, well, that's what we like to call structured growth, because a lot of times people may try to go out and do it all at once, and then they wind up cutting back and actually losing money and have to recover. So you've already identified two markets that you would love to move into, and by you controlling that growth, you know, instead of trying to hit all 50 states at once, you'll be able to be more successful. One of the things that, I love Dion. She's a great host. And one of the reasons why I asked her if she would love to come on and be a host is because, you know, she had that feeling and that listened to that inner voice and struck it out on her own, and she's done a lot of great things. And I'm just like, she's the perfect type of person to, you know, ask those questions and to, you know, have a feel for what's going on, because all of us on Think Big Radio are business owners, whether large, small, or we have some type of nick that we're in, which Coach Dion, and that is because she is a coach, has a great niche. But while we're talking about great choices, and we understand that was a bulk of what we're going to discuss, let's get into something else that you do. What else is it that you do besides great choices? I think you have an event or something that's coming up.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Great Choices will be hosting our first annual business expo.
Okay.
It's going to be Saturday, November 17th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And it will be held at the Oaklawn Hilton, 9333 South Cicero in Oaklawn, Illinois.
9333 South Cicero. I think that's, I will definitely be there. And for those of you who are out there listening, we're going to have that added to the Google Calendar. So make sure that you check for that date, and it'll have all of the contact info and everything, because that's part of our advertising. You come on here, you tell us about your service and your program, and we make sure that we're going to advertise that for you also. Dion?
Yeah. You calling me to ask a question?
Yeah, I mean, I was just, you know, following up to let you, you may have a comment.
You know, so big, I'm always wanting to cut you off because I get so excited with my questions. But so about this expo, because I will actually be in the Chicago area that weekend.
Oh.
And, yeah, so I'm going to be at this expo now. Chris, is it still available and open to vendors who would like to come in and put up a booth?
Yes, we still have some tables available for exhibitors. But I also wanted to say admission to the expo for attendees is free. The public is admitted free.
Okay.
We're going to have free raffle prizes, really nice prizes. We're going to have free gift bags. And there's a wide range, bakers, jewelry, financial advisors, banks, realtors, mortgage companies. It's going to be a really fun afternoon.
Wow, that's great. That is very great. I wouldn't even mind coming up trying to, you know, host a couple of shows or doing an interview that day with a couple of people there, and you, of course.
Yeah, that would be great, Big. I'm looking at the website now, and it is awesome.
Wow.
Thank you.
Everything that she says. It's going to be there. I'm even looking at fitness trainers. I'm like, oh, I get to join in. So that is so great.
So that's one thing about our internet radio is that we're able to, because a lot of our listeners are on the radio or on the internet at that time, they're able to go to your site right then and see exactly what you're talking about and make comments. I have callers all the time that say they couldn't get through, and you know, they'll call the 1-800-TALK and ask me a question, and I have to get back in touch with you to give you that person's number.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Chris.
Yes.
You said before that God was your leading choice, and I mean, leading God and helping you step out. But who are the people in your lives that just inspired you and set this beside you and said,
great question,
so do what it is you want to do, and we'll stand by you? Your support.
Well, of course, my family, my mom, she's great. She just helps with everything that she can. My husband and my three sons were patient when I was up until 3 or 4 in the morning because I would get so excited about it. I'd get on the computer and, you know, I'm thinking it's only been an hour or two and it's been 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
But I get so excited about it. And my sister, Teresa Rice, created my website for me, and she's just really, I am so grateful to God for her because she's just really great.
That's good.
Yeah, but my family owed, and I have to say, I'll save that for the thank you session.
You say who now?
I said I'll save the rest of that for the thank you.
Oh, well, we're actually winding down to that, and you chose a great song, and I can't wait to play it for all of our listeners. Who would you like to thank?
But first of all, I've got to thank my Father in heaven for giving me this blessing.
I hear you.
Always.
Yes, always. And then again, I've got to thank my family for their support, their patience, and their encouragement, my sister for developing my website. I want to thank DJ Kenny G for introducing me to Big.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to thank Big and Coach Dion for this opportunity to share my information about great choices. And I want to thank everyone who started off with me with my first issue when they didn't know whether it was going to be a hit or a miss.
Wow. And so we here at Big Radio want to thank you, Chris. We want to thank you for stepping out and being the leader that you are and stepping out in the community and helping others. We so appreciate you for that.
Thanks.
And we definitely will promote your event and everything that we need to do to help you become successful as you help others and as you help us.
Okay.
Dion, you got anything?
Awesome. I'm so complete. This is so awesome. Oh, Chris, so you will be hearing from me because I would like to advertise in Great Choices Directory.
Thank you.
Yes, I will. I'll give you a call tomorrow or even tonight maybe.
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
So now
she has a new client.
Well, she's gonna have a lot of new clients just from being here on the show, and at the same time definitely make it to your event so that we can talk to people and let everybody know. But we're gonna play that song that you requested, I've Got a Testimony. And yes,
wow,
you did have one.
Thank you.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Think big.
I've got a testimony, Dottie Peoples. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. See you next time, thinkbigradio.com listeners. Continue to think big.